心里念英语阅读，小学五年级，第五册。
Scar, story by Chris Bell, illustrated by Katie McCormick. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Nick the Brave. Nick was really brave. Anyone could tell you that. He could do a 360-degree flip on his skateboard. But there was one thing Nick wasn't brave about. Nick was scared of dogs. Well, it was only one dog, really. A dog called Scar. Scar lived on Nick's street, behind a high fence. The dog's owner had painted a picture on the fence, a picture of a leg bone with a shoe on being dragged under the fence. Since the first day Nick saw it, he had dreamed about Scar, scary dreams, where he was running. Chapter 2. He's out. Sometimes when Nick walked past the fence, he heard Scar digging and scratching. Yesterday, a black nose pushed under the fence. Then the growling started. Nick knew then that Scar had found out his secret, and that one day Scar would get out. Sometimes Nick could scare himself just thinking about Scar. "Relax," he muttered. "It's only a dog." But the next time Nick walked past Scar's fence, he still felt jumpy. He knew any second Scar would hear him. Scar always knew Nick was coming, even before he reached the fence. So Nick made himself walk slowly. Then in his head, he saw his shoe disappear under the fence, followed by his leg bone. "Cut it out," he said to himself. "It's only a dog." But this time, something strange was going on. This time, Nick couldn't hear anything. Maybe Scar was asleep. Nick walked a bit faster. "Oh no," he gulped, his heart pushing up into his throat. The little gap from yesterday was now a monster-sized hole. Part of the fence had broken away. Scar was out. Chapter 3. On the Run. Nick ran. His feet hit the ground hard. He ran all the way down the street. Nick didn't stop running until he reached the park. He could see his school behind the trees. He made himself breathe slowly until his heart stopped thumping in his ears. That. Nick span around in a circle. He could see bushes, trees, and the playground. No people or... Wait! That bush moved. Something was in the bush. Nick heard high-pitched breaths ringing in his ears. "Relax," he thought to himself. "It's only me." Oh no! Something moved again behind the leaves. Was that a tail? Nick looked around quickly. He saw a man on the far side of the park. Then the man turned and shouted,
"Scar!"
"Help," thought Nick with a gulp. "Scar really is here." Nick walked faster. He passed the bush again. His heart jumped into his throat. He could see eyes, green and glowing. He knew Scar was watching him. Chapter 4. The Real Scar. Nick started to run. Never run from dogs, he remembered. But he kept running. The bush shook again. A white flash jumped out. Nick saw a short, fluffy dog race across the grass to the man. The man grabbed the little dog and kissed it. Nick walked past them quickly. He couldn't believe that little dog was Scar. He'd never tell anyone about Scar. It was his secret, and he was keeping it.